In studio with me is RX Radio Project Officer Lwazi Falsek. Lwazi's job as the project officer is to make sure that a lot of behind-the-scenes work at the station is running smoothly, including the administration and the financial side. Lwazi has a great passion for wrestling and the WWE, and he was recently offered a job at SuperSport to present a show on the latest WWE events. He will sadly be leaving us on the 6th of June to go off to Johannesburg. But we believe that Lwazi will soar to great heights, and we wish him all the best. Welcome to the show, Lwazi. How are you today?
Thanks for having me, Kanya. I'm very excited to be here.
Okay, that's great. Can you please tell us about your journey with RX Radio?
So my journey with RX Radio was very interesting in how it began. So after studying at UCT, doing accounting, I also did a bit of campus radio, so being a presenter there, and that's where I realized that I actually like being on radio quite a lot, pretty much like how you're doing now. So I started applying to radio stations, and one of the radio stations I saw on the internet was RX Radio, so I was excited. I was like, okay, this could be my first opportunity. Then I got here, then they told me that no, only the children can apply. Or can broadcast, actually, I should say. But then they saw that I do have a qualification in accounting, and they were looking for a project officer at the time to do accounting work and administration work. So I was like, okay, this is not quite what I wanted, but I mean, this is different because at least I won't have to be dressed up in suits, being in corporate. So I decided, okay, let me give it a shot to be at RX Radio and put what I studied into practice whilst working with children, which is also one of my passions.
Okay. What behind the scenes work do you do as a project officer?
So quite a lot. There's a lot involved in terms of organizing meetings for the team internally, as well as organizing meetings with other partners that we'll have. I'm very heavily involved with fundraising proposals, as you know that RX Radio is always trying to get as much funding as possible to keep the station going. I'm also involved in budgeting, in just calculating the costs involved with RX Radio, making sure that it runs. So there's a lot that I do. Yeah.
May I please actually ask something?
Yes.
Is accounting actually easy and fun?
It depends who you ask. For me, it is not easy. It was a big mission in varsity. And when you have to deal with it in real life as well, it's a bit intimidating. But there are elements of it that can be fun. So I think it depends on the person.
Okay, thank you. What are your thoughts on RX Radio?
I love RX Radio. I think it's one of the coolest things I've ever experienced, and to think that I got to be involved and part of it for 4 years was really incredible. The fact that we have a very, very small team, only about 8 of us, but the fact that we can train over 100 kids, and now you guys are professionals, basically, because you guys can do exactly what people from commercial radio stations can do. You guys are amazing. And it's also just really inspiring to see how positive everyone is, the energy you guys bring. So being part of RX Radio and RX Radio, just seeing it grow has really been amazing. And the fact that so many people compliment us, people want to be here. We've got all the inserts that have been done on us on radio, on TV, the carte blanche, all of that. So it's really cool.
Okay, that's great. What is your best memory at RX Radio?
Best memory, without a doubt, would have to be when Cyril Ramaphosa came in 2019 for Mandela Day. The fact that the kids sent a video inviting him, and he actually saw it and accepted. And I just remember the rush involved with that, because we found out, I think, just 2 weeks before. And it was in a very busy period of RX Radio's life, because we had to submit various reports and stuff. But now we had to organize this big, big event and have all of our kids to come. But that was really, really exciting. And the fact that we pulled it off, and the kids were great in their presentations to Cyril, and everyone was just excited, and just, it was a great thing for the hospital as a whole. And I think that really made everyone believe that RX Radio actually is important for the hospital. It's important for the kids. And yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about wrestling and a new position. What makes you so passionate about wrestling?
So what I like the most about wrestling is the athleticism, because these guys, they do some crazy stunts. And I'm like, how did you do that? So I love to see that. And then also the stories involved, because wrestling is very much, it's like an action movie / soap opera. So I love to just follow, okay, why is this person fighting this person? Oh, they did this, they did that. So that really excites me. So that's where the passion lies. Mm.
Can you please tell us how you got the job at SuperSport and what will you be doing?
So I have a YouTube channel called Heels and Faces with a friend of mine called Sabs. So we started that actually in 2018 as well, at the same time that I joined RX Radio. So there we talk about what we've just seen on TV and we say what we liked, what we didn't like. And so with that, I share it on all my social media, Twitter, Facebook, all of that. So SuperSport actually saw that, and then I started talking to them, then kept on sending them links. And then eventually they called me and then they said that we want to start a new show and they want me to basically do what I do on my YouTube channel just for them, basically. So that was very exciting for me and I had to jump at that opportunity.
Okay, what is it like following your dream job?
It's unbelievable, to be honest. Sometimes I wake up and I'm like, what, this is actually going to happen? Because to me, it sort of doesn't make sense. It's like, wow, I'm going to be getting paid to talk about something that I watch and think about every single day. It's really exciting. But yeah, I can't wait to see what more is there out there in Johannesburg.
Uh-huh. What message of advice would you like to give the children who are trying to follow their dreams?
I would say that it is very important to get a start on your dreams, however that is. I mean, if you enjoy writing, write in your small books. If you enjoy singing, sing to your friends, sing to your family. I think for me, one of the biggest game changers was one of my friends encouraging me and say, start this YouTube channel. It doesn't matter if you only have 20 views, 30 views, just do it. And then you never know who's going to watch and see it. And that's exactly what happened, because Heels and Faces, we don't have like thousands of people watching us, but I was just lucky enough that the right people saw it at the right time. So I would say just get a start on your dream.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I'd just like to say thank you so much to the entire RX Radio family. That's the team, the kids, the parents. I've really grown so much at RX Radio. I feel like, wow, since the day I started until now, I feel like I'm a little bit more responsible. I've learned a lot how to sort of like handle pressure situations. And I just want to say all the best to RX Radio. I know the big thing is fundraising, and I'd like to encourage whoever's listening to this, please support RX Radio in any way you can. Donate, www.rxradio.co.za. See, it's still in my blood. I'd just like to say that, yes, let's make sure that this initiative keeps going. And yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for letting me interview you. It was quite great interviewing you.
Thank you, Kanye, for having me.
It's a pleasure.